Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 73 for Friday, September 25th, 2015.
Heard in 105 countries around the world, including Kazakhstan, Turkey, and Morocco. It's a Weekly Dose of Fat Radio Hour with your hosts, Sven and Gomez.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen.
My taste in music is your face? What does that even mean?
Like, what? I don't know.
Rubber and glue?
It's a line from a song that I heard today. Yep. Well, sitting across the desk from you is the one and only JK Levin.
I've been trying to get people to call me Sonny D, because I got the good stuff kids go for. But they keep calling me Five Alive. Okay, that was a song lyric that I just love. It just worked out really
it's
cool
the
there.
All song lyric show here at Fat Bike Radio.
Fat Bike Radio. And the Weekly Dose of Fat is sponsored by Surly Bikes. Surly makes bikes that make the whole world sing. Like growlcore. Learn more about bikes and metal at surlybikes.com.
This is the post Las Vegas hangover special edition show. So we have quite a show lined up for you today.
Yeah, we'll take calling guest all show long to answer the question. What was your favorite fat bike item from coverage of this year's Interbike Extravaganza? We'll talk some fat and plus bike stuff that these guys saw over the Interbike show floor. Big shoe floor. We'll delve into fat bike and plus bike news from the Fatty Farm Field Report. Yeah, and we might even have a link or two for you.
There's at least one in there that's worth looking at.
Yeah.
Do it.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers. Do it. Top of the hill.
Boink. Ka-pa-chow. Ooh, spillage. Oh, 100% natural flavors.
Beautiful. Well, let's take a quick break here before we talk to special guest Fat Man.
Hi, this is Eric from Surly. Every time I'm looking for the preferred nomenclature, I listen into Gomez and Sven on Fat Bike Radio. Nomenclature.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Welcome back to the radio program. We're lucky to have Fat Man in the studio today, fresh from his Interbike trip. Tell us, Fat Man, how was your Interbike experience?
It happens every year, Sven. Disappointment. In the lack of lightweight bulletproof bat bikes and body armor. I missed my boys from Salsa. They're supposed to be working on a new fat cycle, but they pulled out early this year.
I hate it when people pull out early. So, could you compare and or contrast your Interbike experience with the Fremont Street experience in Las Vegas?
Fremont Street is Ronan and mine's home away from home. The floor of Interbike is serious business and commerce.
Yeah, and he take the zip line and he just over it all.
That's where Fat Man learned to fly and became a KISS fan.
There were some interesting KISS things on the Fremont Street experience, Fat Man. I'll give you that one.
KISS rocks.
So, downtown or strip?
Ronan and I always swing by Oscar's for a steak and a wedge salad when we're in Vegas. And that's in downtown, Sven.
Not a wedgie salad, just a wedge salad.
Well, sometimes my Kevlar underpants do form a wedge. But and that's crime fighting, Sven.
And the voice is affected as such, you'll notice.
All right, Fat Man, ladies and gentlemen. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we will reveal next week's call-in question, check in with the Fatty Farm Field Report, and check on some links.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
We got somebody on the line there, Schmidt.
Yeah, we got somebody on
Hola,
the line.
Amigos.
Yeah, this sounds like the one and only, the guy who I can't remember his name. Travis! That's it. See my brain? Did you see how my brain worked there?
Yeah, I heard it.
Didn't kick into gear after
totally that. I totally heard it. Like, creak.
Downshifting. Travis, what up?
What's up?
Well,
hey, Gilmez.
Yeah, yes, sir.
I went and tried to track down Nicholas.
Uh-oh. I saw him at the Interbike Outdoor Demo.
Okay, then you probably know that he left the state.
The chicken runner. Are going to pursue him. Yeah, that's the word we got is we're just going to pursue him to the ends of the earth. Where does he go? Where did he go? Some foreign country to ride his bike? A likely story. Probably is going to be a pretty good story.
We will leg Russell.
I saw him in the desert there in Boulder City. He was looking. He was looking good. He had the gal Lael with him, and who else was there? It was a whole crowd of. It was at the Revelate booth, and they were looking at samples of Patagonia, where they're all slipping in and out of puffy jackets.
It cracked me up when it was like 89 degrees in the desert, not the 100 of the first day, that people were donning puffy coats to walk around in the 89 degree chilly air.
Right.
I saw Mr. J.P. Lemaire with a puffy coat on.
Indeed. He has no blood. He's carbon. He's carbon blooded. What's new up there in Alaska?
Well, T-Bone. A little slow on the ride scene. Just had like, a 10 or 12 day deluge. So weather finally broke, got out last weekend, and everything's kind of really muddy. Got some emails from Kathy Merchant on the Big Fat Ride Expo, and kind of some committees starting to form and action.
Are you on the decoration committee?
Of course.
I think we should have a lot of antlers.
Want to be on the beverage committee.
There you go, the beverage committee, because then you'd have to go to every brew pub and check out their wares to see who's worthy to bring the suds.
We got to do that.
Well, let us know if we need to, to talk to Kathy for you. We have a way with people, Well, charms or Sven's a real charmer. Charm's a real Svenner.
Yeah. Let's see how that works out. So Travis, did you see?
Yeah. It seems like go ahead.
Did you see pictures of the Yeti Von Evil T-shirt?
I did.
We had a real printed picture. It looks a lot better than artist rendering. Oh, it looks good.
Have you wandered over to Speedway Cycles to take a look at the Skookum?
I went over there like a week before Interbike, hoping they'd have a peek of it, and the guys there said it was all locked up.
Yeah, you were a week early.
They hadn't even seen it themselves.
It's there now. Jordy Blackson took it out.
In there. I am definitely headed that way this week. Hopefully they'll have one build up and, maybe even get a test ride in.
Yeah, Jordy took it out. There's like only a couple of sample bikes available right now. So,
okay.
But it's our size, man. You'll be able to throw your leg over it, take it out for a spin, maybe $10,000 deposit or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I took a little cruise on it. It's a lot of fun.
Or maybe only Fatback Riders gets to take it out, man. None of you specialized riders, fat boy riders. No, maybe. I don't know.
We kind of talked about outdoor stuff last week. Maybe we can talk about indoor stuff a little later.
Really? About the Interbike?
Yeah, we could talk about that a little later.
Oh, man. People standing in the aisles.
Indoors?
Yeah.
Aisles would be indoors when they...
That's Sven's pet peeve, is when people stand in the middle of the aisle.
It's a sidewalk, and not yammer. A side stand.
He was found to be quoted. He was quoted to be found there.
Yep.
Bless her heart.
At the
Get out of my way. I'm
Mandalay
busy.
Bay Convention
I'm
Center.
I'm working here.
Is there? We had quite the tour of that convention center. We like went out a side door.
Yeah, we walked all the way around that thing.
That's a complex too.
Yeah,
it is. Sven saw a pretty cool like mini bike, fat bike. That was pretty badass.
Yeah, they're supposed to send us one for testing. It's like a kind of a 20-inch, but adult-sized bike. Kind of like a Brompton. Not folding, though. But with 4-inch wide tires on it.
It looks like a giant mini bike from our childhood. The kind that you would just put a lawnmower engine in and...
Yeah, with the Gates belt drive and everything. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I think that Fat Camp is this weekend, and I know that they'll probably have that Lebowski there. So we'll be able to zip around on an e-bike.
Lebowski.
Yeah. Sven took the world by the battery and photographed all of the e-bikes of Interbike.
Yeah, I bet there's more fat bikes, fat e-bikes. There are a lot of them, but there's a lot of them there.
There were a lot of them that we'll never see American shores other than the samples, but that's a heck of a lot of interest. There's a lot of commerce going on in the old e-bike thing.
Yeah.
Or something.
We even have one coming for testing.
Yeah, that's what you had said.
The Surface 604, which I thought was the best of the bunch from what we saw out there.
And they had a big present at the outdoor demo. We did not take the opportunity to
We were still poo-pooing them at that time.
Well,
our tune changed once we got inside.
Well, maybe your tune changed.
My tune just shut up.
Yeah, I'm still anti. Other than
this motor.
Yeah, exactly.
I like the leg motor.
You know, leg motor. You still got a leg motor. You have super powerful legs.
Yeah.
It's a pedal assist, not a throttle gasser.
I guess I'm just, you know.
You see, you'll take it out and tell me you don't come back grinning.
Fuck off.
Then you got to buy one of those. No.
Gateway.
Think? To a motorcycle?
Gateway, Dara.
Or to a Segway?
Yeah.
To a Segway. Ay, caramba. You never walk, ever. Oh. You just ride your Segway to your e-bike to your desk to your coffin!
No, they have the... ones that aren't even Segways. They're like the little balance beam. Oh,
the little scooter
things. Those are all over. Those are all over out there.
Yeah. Oh, they're horrible.
And they are. And stuff. Well, all right. So much for for that call, really helping out the contents of the show.
Thanks, Travis.
Save us from ourselves. Yeah,
I know. We just bonked into an iceberg. We got a list back left.
Yeah. So what did you want to talk
this week again?
The question of the week this week? Was what was your favorite item from our Interbike coverage? It doesn't even have to be our Interbike coverage, just Interbike coverage. What did you see that made your nipples taut?
Can I have one thing for each nipple?
Sure.
It's going to be three, isn't it? It's going to be three. You're going to have that third nipple, aren't you?
So, yeah, just like Blade Runner.
Thing number one.
Thing number one, fat back skookum, for sure.
Skookum.
And thing number two, that RSD titanium mirror.
That was really a good looking bike.
Very nice. They had stainless ones there too.
Yep. Which look a lot like titanium, only just a little bit different color.
RSD bikes from Toronto, eh?
Eh?
They make kick ass bikes.
What about for your third nipple?
Oh, he's got to dig nipple. Deep.
You know, I'd have to go with that fat boy with the sidecar for sure.
Oh. Yeah, the Hoonigan from Ken Block. That thing
advocated for an e-bike, yo.
Yeah, I think that thing had a Surface. Whatever that's the rear hub was, it looked like the same one that's on the Surface.
Yeah, but that's okay.
The dude said he had him and two guys on the sidecar. He was riding the bike, and they were able to hit 25 on that thing.
No way.
I'd like to see that doing a Gymkhana with Ken Block driving it.
Yeah, and a big banked turn with the stoker, the sidecar guy, with pulling the brake and leaning way out, and the wind in the hair. Yeah,
Just Specialized has a Skunk Works that does cool stuff like that. Who'd have known?
I knew. Yeah. So what was your favorite three things from the Grand Interbike Showcase of Love?
Me?
Yeah.
You talking to me? I am going with the Skookum as one of them for sure. That bike, what little time I stole it and rode it for was Very fun to ride. Thing number two, very curious about the V-Tire 2XL, if we can get that on some bikes and try the extra flotation out, the third nipple. Yeah, no. I like innovative stuff like Paul Components, and forget quick release. That's a pretty cool thing. Because I've struggled with several different through axle quick releases lately, including ones that have broken. Both two out of three have failed in either getting them out or putting them in, depending on which way they were going. But I had to take the whole rear end of a bike apart to get the rear out because the handle broke off of it. And the fork one was just stuck. I had to pull the end cap off and bang it out of there. So if Paul can solve that problem, I'm all happy for that.
Killer. I'm going to go with my number one nipple is Pat Smadje in that freaking video. I just wish I could have been, you know, on the drone. Make a huge drone to float me around and watch that guy ride. And that probably relates to the Skookum. Number two would be, I got to talk to Ned Overend on the floor of the show. Asked him about if he had gotten his S-Works Fat Boy yet. He's like, no, don't have it yet, but I'm looking so forward to it, man. It's 4 pounds lighter than my super light Fat Boy.
And so that was pretty cool. They had the new tires based on his shaved on his shaved tire from the Berkey a year ago.
And the third, I'm going to keep it with the people. We actually saw and said hi to Tom Ritchie. I wouldn't say that we met Tom Ritchie, but he did ride the Santana Tandem right after us. So we got to say, hey, dude, how's it going?
Oh, yeah, that Santana Tandem was kind of aight.
Yeah. That rode really nice. So those are my three things in the form of three people and the bikes they represent. And maybe a color to go with each one. Nah, never mind.
No designations?
Color designations. So, yeah. Well, how about you, JK? Have you been following up? Have you been following the old Interback babble?
No. Sadly, no.
So what was your favorite part then? This part where I put you on the line?
On the spot.
Yeah, that's it.
Line.
Spot, line, whatever. Because you're mine, I walked the line.
No, I saw some of the Frankenstein like sidecar looking things that they had.
Yeah.
That was pretty rad looking.
It has a red, white, and blue motif.
Very
which is big Pabst. Here in America.
America and Pabst.
My new helmet has a red, white, and blue.
I miss motif. My red, white, and blue. I had the Evel Knievel
thingamajiggy,
but it broke my head.
I'm thinking of getting some...
It saved my head.
Some scotch tape.
Then I had to throw it away.
And turning mine into an Evel Knievel version. Where it would actually say, Gomez on it, though.
Hey, Travis, we're looking for a question for next week's show. Do you have any ideas? What would you want to have us ask our call-in guests? Putting him on the spot.
On the spot like that.
No shit. I just had to come out of one.
How's that fat bastard office working out for you now?
Yeah, all right.
First you let Nick.
Hey, no. It's like these guys are out of town. I'm like, okay, well, I'm... Yeah, I got fucking Wednesday up.
So yeah, first you let Nicholas Carman slip through your fingers... And now, we'll figure something out, you know.
Yeah, let me give me a couple minutes to think about that one.
All right, you buzz in when you're ready to let us know what you think the question should be, and we'll just blurt out nonsense as we go down this fabulous script that Sven worked very hard on.
Yeah, we kind of slipped through the Fatty Farm Field Report there a little bit.
You think so? I don't think we don't have a question.
But if we did, we probably should say that this week's Fatty Farm Field Report is sponsored by Uncle Dick's Bead Slip. Check them out or him out at UncleDick'sBikeShop.com.
Uncle Dick plays the guitar for us sometimes when he wants to. And that's totally cool with us because... This show basically rocks so hard, I don't know if an acoustic guitar could really, you know, do it justice. Oh, hey, Icy Boost.
Let's revisit last week's question and talk about the results. Flask?
Yeah. Question mark.
Last week, the call-in answering service there took a few messages from people with their flask-related. Oh, I got a flask in my hand. You know what I'm saying?
This is still the Booker's?
Is it?
Oh, oh, 100
proof cask.
126.
126 proof.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it's still the Booker's, all right.
Yep.
Wow.
It's tasty. It burns, though.
Travis, what did you say was your flask filler?
Flask filler? Had to go with some scotch. Some Red Label.
Johnny Walker?
Johnny Walker.
You know, Johnny Walker Red, yep. Unless Grandma sent me a check or something, you know, of a significant value. You know, if the fat fairy mother visited me, that'd be some Johnny Walker Blue in there.
Mm. Oh, my.
Right on.
Yeah, I was able to get a shot of Blue on accident. I was like, yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
That'll work out.
Thank you, fairy whiskey mother.
I'm like, all right.
I'd like to change my answer from hot tea to, I don't know, this diet ginger
tepid,
ale I'm having.
Lukewarm tea. It goes down smoother when it's lukewarm, mama.
I'd like to change my answer from constant common tea to Earl Grey for Jean-Luc Picard, because that's what he drank.
They all contain caffeine, don't you know?
I know, but it doesn't metabolize in your body the same way.
Well, apparently you do.
That is what she said. I sure don't.
What are you talking about, man?
I don't know.
I don't metabolize.
Apparently.
I'm sticking with the bullet.
Yeah.
I might stick rye in there instead of bourbon, but still bullet.
I hear good things about that Templeton Right stuff.
Yeah, it's the good stuff that kids go for. No, that's Al Capone. He called that the good stuff.
Oh, really?
And Bullet is awesome, but...
True that.
Wow, he's mixing in pantomime with his radio.
Boom, what? Oh, it's magic. Magic land.
Hey, fat bikers. This is Chris Daisy from Zion Cyclery. Most of the time I listen to heavy metal, but sometimes I listen to Sven and Gomez on Fat Bike Radio.
So the Fatty Farm Field Report, you know where I was this weekend?
No.
I went to Long Island, Washington for the Northwest Fat Bikes, their fifth annual meetup, and rode with a bunch of like-minded people who live 2,000 miles from us. It was just a totally cool, laid-back beach ride, beach bonfire. Just a good time, man.
Saw some pictures. It looked like there was quite a turnout.
Yeah, about 25, 30 people probably. I think they're going to make a beach festival out of that. The town wants it. The local peeps and the regional peeps seem to feel like
everyone just
make it a regular thing that would be their beach cool gathering. Groove. They have a winter gathering as well.
Yeah, is there an ideal time of year that's more likely to be?
Boy, I don't know.
The weather would be the thing.
Well, probably right after that time of year, sometime in mid-September, because it gets really windy and rainy in the fall there.
So. Right. Kind of like that up in Anchorage, isn't it, Travis?
Yeah, it certainly can be. We just had some leftover typhoon go over us, and yeah, it was 10, 11 straight days of downpour, but it's cleared out now, got snow halfway, about a third of the way down the mountains, and we've been getting down into the upper 20s at night, so even calling for a chance of snow, I think, later next week when I'm supposed to be out bike packing.
Yeah, well.
So hopefully that'll time out.
So the bears are looking for dens and...
I hope so.
Gorging themselves on anything that they can find. grubs.
Yeah, they're still pretty active. Yeah, just had a mauling. Moose hunter got mauled yesterday down on the Kenai Peninsula. He was doing all right, but he was wandering around, sneaking through the woods, moose hunting, and got chomped on.
Oh, man.
It was the second one in like the last couple of weeks.
Lumber out there.
Damber. Yeah, I've got a little bike packing trip planned here that my wife and I are going on, going in Sunday afternoon and coming out on Tuesday, going into a state rental cabin about 3.5 miles into this valley. And then so head in on Sunday, and then Monday ride to the back of the valley and hopefully make it to the glacier that's at the back. But yeah, so I was planning on hopefully getting a trail report for you guys, but the some pictures, but sounds like right now the forecast is just shit rain for the duration of my trip. So
yeah, you never know, though.
I might end up sitting in a cabin by a fire drinking scotch.
Could be worse. I'm feeling bad.
Right.
Well, cool. I think that maybe shall we roll into links, or is there another caller?
Not yet. Just the one.
Hey, I know a fun fact. Do you want to know some fun facts?
Sure.
It's about how popular fat biking is.
Well, this was just, I looked this up because we're real close to 4 years of doing this, even though the site kind of started probably in March of 2011, maybe. Gomez and I really started hitting it pretty hard.
That fall,
well, in that October. Fall, yeah, pretty much in October. But 4 years since we started this site, we've had over 3.5 million user sessions.
And 8 million page views.
Yeah, that's supposed to be a niche market.
I think we let a lot of people in. I think we let the gates open.
I can only applaud from.
Thanks for clicking on our site. You can't
self applaud, but I can.
We like the clicks, and we like that you come and visit us and listen to our silly show.
And by cracky, we had a lot of coverage from the inner bikes there.
Yeah,
got a bunch more videos. I probably still have 15 to 20 more videos to put up over the next week or two.
You should get that Cannondale one up, dude.
It's new bike. I'm just doing them in order this year, so I didn't.
You just like
the one that, you know, the one that I like the most so far is that Wampak one. That was first of all, you did a good job. Second of all, it's an innovative product. Yeah. It's not just another "we're late to the fat bike thing" video.
Yeah. I saw that last February, and I was like, oh, I can't believe I can't talk about this. That's so kick ass.
Yeah. So that one's pretty cool. Yeah. That one will be coming up pretty soon. I don't think that's up there yet.
Yeah, I think maybe. No, it's not. I don't think it's up there. But, people are asking about the Cannondale. We couldn't even ride the Cannondale, though. It's kind of sad. It's like people bring bikes to outdoor demo, and they're like, oh, yeah.
This is for you, and you cannot have it.
You can look at it. You can touch it. You can heft it. But, yeah, nobody's riding that.
That's Glengarry Glen Ross again. These are the Glengarry leads. And to you, they are gold, and you can't have them.
Boom. Boom.
All right. Well, we do have another caller.
Yay, another caller.
Believe it or don't, it's the lost guy.
Hello?
Hey, get off my shit, kitty.
What's up, Dave?
We're out riding. We're having a beer stop.
Beer lap.
Yeah, are you with Chad? You and Chad out there beer lapping?
Yeah, we're Chad and Scott.
Oh, right on.
Elzer came out for the evening. Yeah, right on.
Nice.
You call.
We just cracked a beer. Cheers
for beers.
What's going on?
I don't know. You called last week and left a message that said we're lost.
We're lost.
5 feet later, we found out where we were, so we're all right.
Oh, good. Yeah. What are you at the Alpha Trail?
Over the hill. No, Manuka.
Oh, right on. I haven't even been out there yet.
Yeah, it's our second time here, and last week was our first time. So.
We were talking
night riding on new trails. It's fucking cool.
Yeah, I think we were talking to somebody about that out in Las Vegas, saying that they were saying it was good winter riding at that trail. So keep that in mind.
If it's open, it'd be pretty sweet. Yeah, they're nice little quick fast trails. They got a little warming hut in the bathroom, so you know,
new facilities.
$4 to park, $20.
Who's coughing? New facilities.
Chad's hacking up a lung.
it's hacking up a lung. Hold on. No, we're warming up along. That's a phrase that DFL girl coined in Marquette last year. Warming up the lungs.
I get you. I
think she was talking about lungs.
Warming up the lungs.
Yeah, that would be scary.
She wasn't warming up the lungs, unfortunately.
She's a little
hotty, too. So, what's up this weekend? Fat camp, huh?
Yeah, fat camp. Damn straight.
I booked another site. I booked site 260, so I have my own site, so I can, you know.
It's like your own country. You can basically set your own monetary system, your own tourism bureau.
Yeah, you can.
Fucking lungs country. Over here.
You can make those meatballs again.
Yeah.
See there Friday evening.
Yeah. The Fat Camp guys are coming over. The Fat Camp Radio guys, Ken and Andy, are coming to this little shindig.
Wow. Celebrities right in our midst.
I know. So there'll be so much internet radio swagger there that...
Are we going to be recording from the beach?
Maybe.
Maybe. We almost got kicked out last year, so, you know, the Rangers were not happy with the parking situation, apparently.
That's why I got my own site, so...
Ah, boy. Your own site is your own country. Nobody tells... El Presidente Lanz. David Lanz. Lanzatoria. Very nice.
I'll throw out my Wisconsin flag and nobody will come talk to me.
Just remember, you have to go back into Illinois to hit the pit toilet.
Coming down a trail right now.
Oh.
Well. Yeah. We're not alone.
Who's coming down?
Popo?
I don't know. A couple guys on fat bikes, actually.
Really?
Nice.
Fat Bike Radio.
Ron Stwicky rides there, and he helped build many of those trails.
I don't know who these guys are. We're talking
Ron's
about
Ron's a Sagittarius.
We're just riding around drinking beer. He likes.
Nice.
He likes Surly bikes.
Cool.
He likes to ride his bike a lot. He's a 24-hour racer.
Truck. Couple of Farleys? Yeah.
Is that Bubba?
Oh, yeah. No, I think we're going the right way.
Hey, okay. Field report. Pass it over to the riders that just came in.
You want to talk to Fat Bike Radio? Sven and Gomez?
Hey, what's up, Sven and Gomez?
Howdy. Out there in Manuka riding, are you?
Yeah, we are.
Right on. Who are we talking to?
This is Dan.
Hi, Dan.
What's up, Dan?
You're on the radio program.
It's Uncle Gomez. So, how long have you had a fat bike?
Since October of last year.
Killer, man. So you're coming up on your 1 year fat bike anniversary. What are you going to buy your bike for your anniversary?
What am I going to buy it for my anniversary?
Yeah, you've been with it for a year. Don't you think you should upgrade it, you know, put a new pair of grips on or something, buy it something nice?
Well, I've already upgraded the grip.
Okay.
I just went tubeless on it. I changed up the gearing a little bit. I'm not sure what to do to it next. You got any ideas?
Carbon wheels. Just off the top of my head. How about a new pair of tires?
He's got some, those badass ones, 100 millimeters. He's doing all right on the wheels.
All right. All right. Hey, the guy put me on the spot. I just blurted out the first thing that came into my mind. He's lucky I didn't say, like, I don't know, seamed stockings or something.
The guy's out here riding a long-sleeve cotton shirt. Like, you know, he's not wearing a kit. That's what I like about him. He's all right.
Man. Does he have a flask with him?
Carbon's and kits!
Kits and carbon. Get some carbon.
If you brought more beer, I'd offer him one, but I think he's got his own back in the car.
I think we do. Hey, John, we got beer back in the car?
Sweet. Yeah, we got theater fat bikers.
Don't be stingy, Lunz. Give him a beer. I'm rocking the ginger ale.
It's like a
five-mile
trail, and we had a fucking beer.
Nice.
What if we got to stop in the middle?
Oh, yeah. Thanks,
JK. Say hi to Fat Bike Radio.
Hey, Fat Bike Radio.
Howdy.
Hey, how's it going? Who's this on the line?
This is John.
John, what's up, dude? How long have you been a undercover fat biker?
I've been fat biking since almost exactly a year.
Dang, man, you and your buddy celebrated.
Did you get Farley's at the same time?
I rode his. He got his. I rode it one weekend and went out the next weekend and bought one.
Oh, that is such a great story.
I went to the bike store. I said, I want that one.
Right on. Quick conversion.
They're fat biking and night riding. So that's
gnarly Farley's right here.
That's how it should be ridden.
And they're drinking beer. So they're cool
department. The gnarly Farley brothers.
If they bust out a ball, that'd be fucking well.
Hey, they're just having some breakfast cereal out there night riding.
Yes. You know.
Always best eating out of a bowl.
Hey, John?
Yeah.
Did you follow any of the Interbike coverage from the last week from the big shoe out there in Las Vegas?
You know, I looked at a couple of things on Facebook.
Nice.
Okay. Just to see the new fat bikes.
Anything strike your fancy?
You know what? I want the new Farley 96.
Oh, nice.
I hear they're not coming out till December now.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff at that show that doesn't actually exist yet, and may not exist in the form you see it at the show either. A lot of what they do there, besides show stuff, is like new ideas. It's like, are people going to buy into this idea? Well, let's change it a little bit before we bring it to market. So sometimes what you actually see isn't what you actually get, but you know, Trek's doing a good job on even though they came late to the game, they kind of jumped in with both feet and are doing a pretty decent job on that stuff.
Yeah, we're gonna get a 9.6 to test.
9.6.
So you'll be able to, you know, see pictures of it and know how much it weighs.
I want to hear about it when you got one to test. I want to hear about it
for sure. I think we're gonna test it up at Cuyuna up there in the Brainerd, Minnesota area. So.
Have you guys put plus bike wheels on your fat bikes yet?
No, they won't. You talk about the 27.5 or the 29 plus?
Well, either way, I guess, yeah, the 29 plus doesn't fit the original Farley, but I believe they do fit the new 9.6.
Pretty sure. The 27.5 won't fit it either. So the biggest thing you can get out here is a 26x4.
Right on.
That's why I want the new one.
Gotcha.
Killer, dude. Well, I think you're our first live on-trail interview of people that never... We're like, wow. So I think that we should probably take you all to Sizzler. That's when you were supposed to cheer. Yo, Sizzler! Or maybe out for
$12, all the shrimp you want.
Get back to the trailhead.
All right, guys. Thanks for calling in.
Riverside down.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Dave Lungs, Chad Wilson, Scott Melzer, John and Dan.
Yeah.
I don't know John and Dan yet, but I'm sure we will know them because
they're the gnarly they're the Fat Bike brothers in Manuka up there in the greater Waukesha area.
Right on.
Wouldn't that be?
Yep.
Okay. So, got anything to say about these links? What do you think about links?
I don't know. There's some... This guy, John Withrow, rode a fat bike on 112 miles on the bike leg of the Wisconsin Ironman to raise money for reserve aid. He did the 112 miles in like 6 hours, which isn't bad if you're on a road bike, I don't think, for most people. So he was a pretty fit-looking guy.
He had the big motor.
He did say that after spending all that time on the bike, though, that he was sitting a lot more upright. His back was a little sore.
Really?
But his legs felt okay. And they raised a lot of money, $25,000. I don't know if it was just him or his team or whatever, but they did raise a bunch of money.
Oh, I like that a lot because every time I see the Ironman going, it's always so many. You know, like it's like, oh man, if you knocked over,
you're a subsect of the cycling industry or cycling culture that. Have their unique quirks, etc.
I like the fact of that where it's like, you know, the plus and minus of time if you're just doing it for endurance is that, you know, okay.
Maybe most of the time they do.
You'll cut $5 off of like one leg. You do fat bike.
It's our new site. It's 29-ebiketriathlete.com.
Plus. Hashtag plus.
Bearmowings.com.
With flasks.
Let's flask.
Stories from the Alaskan bush. How about those plus bike links? You know, you actually been rocking. You've been putting videos up on about plus bikes on both fatbike.com and plusbikes.com. Maybe next week's question will be like, are we being redundant?
Well, the,
should we?
Well, kind of. No.
He liked that one.
Oh, that's an awesome question.
Are we being redundant?
Okay, here's the way I kind of see it.
Okay.
Is that plus bikes specifically should go on the plus bike site, but fat mm-hmm. bikes that are using plus bike wheels mm-hmm. are in and of themselves plus bikes too, but they are still fat bikes, just with different shoes.
But I think our audience could say to us, forget about that plus bike site. Just put it all on fat bikes.
Well, the fortunate thing is advertisers probably won't say that.
Well, true.
why cross the streams? Why make a division?
When we're all united, when we're all cousins.
Yeah.
The division is a marketing thing.
Yeah. I don't know.
A lot of people that do plus bikes
and we're not
don't that. Get fat bikes. Mm-hmm. So somebody stole some plus bike stuff over there at Interbike.
No way.
Yeah, remember that Blackburn, the Niner that was in the Blackburn booth with all the bike packing stuff?
Yeah.
Gone.
Lifted.
Along with five other bikes or four other bikes that were in their truck after the show Saturday.
Where was Niner at the show?
I didn't see them at the show. But their bike was at the Blackburn booth.
Yeah, that's the many companies do that. We saw a new brand from QBP at the show called Heller. It's a carbon fiber bike with it's X5 level componentry on a carbon bike with a carbon fork that's red for like $21.99, a rigid bike, or with a Bluto, I think is $25.99.
Believe you're right.
Yeah. Heller.
Another QBP brand.
Yeah, they're fourth.
And they're defending the open mold concept.
Really?
Just saying they can get stuff cheaper by doing it that way.
So that's an open mold bike?
Right. So Travis could go over there, start his own company, buy the same bike.
Call it Travis Bikes.
Call the Travis Bikes. Yep.
Oh, what kind of warranty are you going to give me? What kind of warranty are you going to give a big fat guy that likes to run into stuff?
I'd like to test
the integrity.
24-hour warranty. Yeah,
nice. I think Heller's going for the lifetime. I'm not positive, but that could be the case.
Could be. It sure does look pretty. I am a sucker for a red bike. Yeah. Red trucks, red bikes. Maybe I should be a fireman. Maybe. So did you think of a question yet, Travis? Oh. Did you come up with a question of the week for us?
I did. Wintertime riding approaching. For your wintertime ride, do you prefer a rigid fork or a shock?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds good.
There you go.
Question of the week is,
yeah.
Put that right in here.
For winter rides, do you prefer rigid or suspended for your fork? Way to pull it out of your...
I'm typing.
Pull it out of your hat there.
Way to pull it out of my hat.
Well, I was going to say hats
or ass. Yeah, I'm looking at spending money on a Bluto next
week. Yeah, we have, who wins the derby to see who could get us a test bike the quickest after Interbike. Well, the big winner is Framed Bikes.
Really?
We received a Wolf Trax fat bike that Dave Kruger is going to test for us. That's Freddy Krueger's bro. And Dave Kruger just had a new baby, 2 weeks old. It's either a boy or a girl, presumably human. Congratulations there, Dave. Way to go. Hope that doesn't cut into your test report on this new bike and stuff.
Cool.
I got a question.
Okay.
Ben Gomez, on your return from Interbike, in your time at the outdoor demo, what was your guys' favorite bike that you test rode, plus or fat?
Well, that I test rode, I'm going to go with the Borealis Crestone.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Skookum for sure.
But I didn't get to ride the Skookum because I'm not Special Lux fan.
I said I was going to go take pictures of it, and then they had pedals on the thing. So what are you supposed to do when a bike has pedals on it?
They must have meant that.
Well, I had to take it to a photogenic spot, too, up on the short loop up there at Bootleg Canyon.
Yeah,
it felt good. It reminds me of the bike I ride normally, I ride a 4-inch normally for a trail bike. This has 5-inch tires on it, and they really felt good.
Nice.
They were Jumbo Jims, I believe.
Yeah, those tires.
And they work good on the dirt
trail.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but it's a very playful bike, much more of a mountain bike than a snow bike, and I think a lot of people are going to dig it.
Cool. Skookum's a good answer. And then the bike that we rode together, if we had to say...
Pretty picture, I must say. It was very... guys looked... Aw.
See, I'm glad we had Chris along.
They wore matchy shirts, and then they got on an orange bike. Yeah, it was... You know, there's what happens in Vegas doesn't necessarily stay in Vegas. That was in Vegas, though.
Yeah, that was Boulder City.
That was Boulder City.
Doesn't have the same tagline. Boulder City, we built your dam.
Yeah, and we're a little angry when our pictures get out.
Well, we could always say thanks again to Surly for sponsoring the radio portion of today's broadcast.
Be sure to stop by the fatbike.com gift shop on our Facebook page. Buy yourself something fat and sexy.
Yeah, wonderful. Got another couple of weeks in the t-shirt. Second printing of the t-shirt contest.
Yeti Von Evil is not just going to jump up on your chest. You're going to have to buy a shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's the way it is.
Join us next week.
You guys are working with different artists, putting out new shirts as well?
Do you cartoon? We're always looking for rad art, dude.
People can't even read my handwriting.
All right.
I'm the last guy you want to draw at anything. Okay. But I was just wondering if you guys got, you know.
We're working on something super secret right now. We can't let on, because then everybody's going to draw a picture of what I say and send it to us.
So something's coming.
So something is in the pipeline or in my pipe. And we're going to smoke it, and then we'll figure it out. But until then,
pass it on.
You should probably join us next week, where the question of the week is,
for winter rides, do you prefer rigid or suspension? Call 818-918-2453. That's 818-918-BIKE. Anytime, day or night, leave Sven and or Gomez a message.
Yeah.
Do it.
Get on your bikes and ride.
That's all for this week, folks.
Thank God.
Next week.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.